Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Playing some meatloaf for you throughout the morning. He passed away overnight at the age of 74. Joining us right now is our friend Blaise Olson from the Morning and Sunday Take here on CCO. Thoughts on meatloaf, scale of 1 to 10, your enjoyment of meatloaf music?
I'm going to give him like an 8.25.
Okay. All right, good enough. I think I'm right
there.
There's
some classic songs there. I did wonder if there was a new theme song for the Morning Take there for a second, because I had not heard the news. And so I thought Heaven Can Wait was maybe Jimmy's way of sending me a message here. So,
there you go. No. It's all fine. Everything is right. Well. So Vanita's off today. So that's the only problem we've got. But here I am, and it's good to have you here. All right. So the governor yesterday comes out, and I actually made news on a couple of fronts. Let's talk about, though, the budget proposal that he had, and this idea of walls checks, $175 to single people, $350 for couples. Already folks are saying, oh, an election year ploy. And I said, well, okay, that's fair. Maybe it is. But is there a benefit to this other than it being an election year ploy? Does this kind of take the air out of the sails of those who would say we need to, quote unquote, give this money back to Minnesotans?
Absolutely, it takes it back, and it boxes Republicans into a corner. I looked back at what I wrote in December when we found out we had a $7 billion surplus, and I said Walz needed to do something big and bold, and that if he didn't win re-election with a $7.7 billion surplus, then, you know, that was, you know, a bigger issue than him kind of mishandling it. I think it boxes Republicans in. It also sets the stage for us to hear about this till November, no matter what. Because if they pass some sort of rebate, he'll be on his victory lap during the campaign. If they don't, he can blame Republicans for not giving the money back. And so there's a lot in this supplemental budget, from broadband to childcare. But it'll be interesting to see how this feels with independents who are going to decide this governor's race.
And we have seen this with former presidents, this idea of sending a check, and depending on what side of the aisle you're on, you're going to point and say that doesn't mean anything. And, you know, so there is enough there for the other side to try to make the argument that, well, that's not enough or whatever it is. But the bottom line is, you know, unlike broadband, that's kind of hard to wrap your head around. This is a really easy thing to talk about, right? It's either you get a check or you don't, and who's holding it up and whatever.
So yeah, and if you look at where he's made people eligible, it is middle class families. It is truly into the middle class. So, you know, and I would argue, some would argue, upper middle class. So it's there. I think the contrast is, here's a governor who in his first two budgets fought for tax increases until the very, very last second. And so, you know, Minnesotans are going to reconcile with this. I think the other thing I'll say is he himself called them Walz checks, whereas traditionally it's the media who says they're Jesse checks or Trump checks. It's actually in his document. Everybody gets a Walz check. So, you know, his staff was feeling a little bold and brazen with that branding.
Again, Blaise Olson is with us from the Morning Take here on WCCO Radio. The other news that he made when asked about Sheriff Hutchinson and whether or not he should step down in light of the video that came out yesterday, he said yes. How surprised were you that he was that forthcoming and said, yeah, he should step down? And what kind of pressure does that put on Hutchinson at this point, if any?
Well, I don't know if it puts anything more pressure on Hutchinson, because I think he's kind of dug his heels in and said, I'm going to let the voters decide. there's a couple dynamics to the Walls piece. One is pressure was probably growing. He also knows that, you know, anybody who's a liability to the party, and Dave Hutchinson was previously endorsed by the DFL, you know, becomes a potential distraction to his own reelection. And then finally, you know, Walls has been clear that he once had a DWI. He doesn't drink anymore. And so I think he's sympathetic to these issues that Hutch has gone through. But, you know, that didn't come out yesterday either. And I think, you know, that's where, you know, people may say, look, Governor, you've had your own issues with this. Why would he have to resign? But, you know, I think pressure is going to continue to build. But I don't know how many more waves of this story we can have. And I think Hutch has planned on there being bad news all along.
And so you feel that there's no, I mean, this is about as much pressure as that's going to come. In other words, do you not see him resigning?
I haven't seen him resigning. Sources close to him have always said that he was going to stick it out. I think they felt more pressure yesterday. The news coverage of the videos yesterday was really harsh. Channel 9's story called it a web of lies. Those are not good stories. And then, you know, look, we got to exhibit a little grace here. You got to wonder about Hutch's mental health as he thinks about this, goes through it, and how emboldened or, you know, how timid he's feeling. Because once you start retail campaigning, everybody's going to have an opinion, good, bad, ugly, or otherwise. And Hutch is going to have to face that, you know, the more the election heats up.
Now, the other thing is, a lot of folks, I've heard a lot of folks say, well, if this happened to me, I would have been fired from my job. That's actually not true in many, many cases. If Joe Blow gets arrested for DWI, as it happens all the time, there isn't this level of scrutiny, right? There isn't their video is not splashed all over television. So that's a kind of a different deal as well. The scrutiny
here. It's a totally different deal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. All right. Very good. Blois Olson, have a good weekend, sir. We'll see you Monday.
Sounds good.
We'll see you Sunday, actually. Sunday take here on CCO Radio. All right. 6:58. Traffic and weather coming up next here on WCCO. Good morning.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.